Christmas messages from New York to the Vatican and the Holy Land.
Make peace. That's the message for everyone in the world.
Asian markets fall after yesterday's Wall Street losses.
Nervous investors are hoping for a rebound tomorrow.
Feeding the hungry on Christmas Day.
Hunger doesn't know the holiday schedule very well.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. Midnight Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Cardinal Timothy Dolan spoke about a recent visit to an upstate New York prison, recalling something that an inmate said to him.
If the Son of God could be born in a cold, dingy, dark stable, surrounded by cows and sheep and donkeys, well, I guess he can sure be reborn, even in a convict's heart.
At St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis spoke of simplicity, charity, and love. Here's CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
Fraternità tra le persone.
The Middle East was the first concern for the Pope in his Christmas message and blessing to the city and to the world. He expressed the hope that bonds of fraternity may enable Israelis and Palestinians to resume dialogue and undertake a journey of peace that can put an end to an over 70-year conflict. Francis said he hoped the beleaguered country of Syria would once again find fraternity after these long years of war. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Thousands of pilgrims flocked to the Grotto of the Nativity here in Bethlehem to visit the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Gail Weiland came from Pismo Beach, California.
It's spiritual. You feel the energy. I actually am an artist and I paint angels and I feel like I'm surrounded.
Pilgrims say Bethlehem on Christmas is an experience of faith. Robert Berger, CBS News, Bethlehem.
Christmas, of course, is a day off for Wall Street. After yesterday's heavy losses, the Dow fell 653 points.
After Monday's latest Wall Street nosedive, the sell-off continued overnight in Asia. Analysts point to many factors for the huge market volatility, including comments from President Trump and his Treasury Secretary about the Federal Reserve, the nation's major banks, and the ongoing budget standoff. Eugene Peroni is one of those analysts.
It's hard not to be nervous when you have a market like this because it's very hard to quantify when, where, and how these resolutions will come about that will remove these uncertainties.
Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
The government remains mostly shut down with Congress home for the holidays and the president in Washington, where he tweeted yesterday that he's still waiting for Democrats to make a deal on border security. Last night, Mr. Trump and the First Lady received some phone calls from children who had been following Santa's progress through NORAD's Santa Tracker.
Are you still a believer in Santa? Is it 7 is marginal, right?
Hundreds of migrants are spending Christmas in limbo near the Texas-Mexico border. CBS's Jim Taylor.
Christmas in El Paso, for about 200 migrants dropped off by Immigration and Customs Enforcement at a Greyhound bus station with no place to go. Many have toddlers and children with them.
We just need a little bit of a heads up so that folks aren't literally dumped at a bus station without money or on the street.
Congressman Beto O'Rourke represents El Paso, says ICE dropped the ball.
Understanding that I have with the ICE director going forward is that they will do their best to give us 24 hours notice. They have promised that before, and as we've seen today and yesterday, been unable to fulfill that commitment.
Volunteers right now handing out food and water. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Massachusetts says it will prosecute actor Kevin Spacey for groping an 18-year-old man in Nantucket more than 2 years ago. CBS's Anna Werner.
The actor posted this video on YouTube.
I know what you want. You want me back.
Seemingly in character as Frank Underwood from his former series, House of Cards. Spacey was released from the show because of multiple sexual assault allegations. Los Angeles County prosecutors are reviewing a case.
But you wouldn't believe the worst without evidence, would you? You wouldn't rush to judgments without facts, would you?
Nearly 430 people dead after Saturday's tsunami in Indonesia. The search for survivors continues. The BBC's Samir Hashmi is on Java.
Rescue operations are still on. Because of the bad weather, the agency, the National Disaster Agency, has been finding it really difficult to shift from one location to another. They're still going through various beaches over here, sifting through the debris. There are concerns about the diseases spreading, so they are trying to address that issue. But the biggest concern for the government right now is restart the tsunami warning system, which failed to give any warning just before the tsunami hit this place. So they've commissioned a new one, and they're hoping that will be in place as soon as possible.
Libyan officials say a suicide bomber killed three people at that country's foreign ministry in Tripoli. Christmas Eve shoppers stunned by the sound of gunshots at a South Florida mall. A police dog tried to take down an attempted murder suspect. The man shot and killed him. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw.
Dog did his job. He saved those deputies' lives.
As Americans sit down for their holiday meals today, many depend on food banks and the generosity of restaurants that help them. We recently visited a busy restaurant kitchen in Winter Park, Florida.
So it's 4 pounds of lasagna, 8 pounds of soups, and 6 pounds of other.
Olive Garden General Manager Will Sabrood is taking inventory on prepared food that's headed out the door to help feed the hungry.
On a weekly basis, you could probably see on an average about 25 to 30 pounds of soups and sauces, as well as 15 to 20 pounds of lasagna, sausages, meatballs.
We're not talking scraps. It's all surplus food that chefs prepare fresh, then freeze for delivery. Second Harvest says 1 in 8 Americans are food insecure. The organization's Greg Higgerson says here,
We're closer to 1 in 6 people who needs help with food assistance.
Kenny Billingsley works in this Olive Garden kitchen.
I was like that once upon a time, too, when you have nothing to eat and you go around and got Second Harvest out there willing to give out the food. And like, it was just it's a wonderful feeling.
A lot of that food will be served at community meal sites today. Again, Second Harvest's Greg Higgerson.
Yeah, hunger doesn't know the holidays schedule very well.
There are many ways to help ensure U.S. troops have a happy holiday. One example from CBS's Barry Peterson.
A $25 donation to a program called Trees for Troops can buy a tree for a military family. This season, nearly 17,000 trees were delivered to 71 military bases. From Guam to Georgia, where excited families at Fort Benning lined up to see their free trees arrive. Each has a message, many written by donors. One said, "Thank you for your bravery."
Queen Elizabeth's holiday message to Great Britain asks people to respect each other even when they have deep differences. She says Jesus' message of peace and goodwill is never out of date. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, December 25th, 2018. I'm Peter King, and Merry Christmas from CBS News.